Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
On it, trying to pretend like this is serious policy. Welcome back to the show. Glad you are here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. This is going to be a crazy busy day. We got some great guests coming up, including my man, Congressman Byron Donalds, who's in Philadelphia today, tonight, for an event at the Cigar Code in Philly tonight. He's doing a thing called Congress Cognac and Cigars, along with Representative Wesley Hunt and Michelle Tafoya. It's also Election Day in New Jersey, primary election day, so make sure you vote. You have your first chance to vote for a convicted felon named Donald Trump. Joe Biden's using the term convicted felon after Alex Soros told him he has to. And you know what? It's backfiring on them big time. It really is. It's so stupid. This idea that branding him convicted felon is somehow going to hurt Donald Trump is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. But I never believed in my entire life that I would have to cast a ballot for a president of the United States of America who is the Republican nominee. I mean, Jersey's primary in presidential elections is always inconsequential, but particularly this year because Trump's been the nominee for a very, very long time now. But so I'm used to that aspect of it. But the idea that this man has been found guilty and that he's a convicted felon and we're supposed to call him that when this was a sham of justice, a sham. This was an absolute travesty of justice, what they did to this man in New York. And it's not over yet. The fight is not over. But I'm telling you, it's backfiring politically. It is backfiring on the Democrats big time. And that's why Biden came out today. And he's blaming Trump and Republicans for the border influx. He signed an executive order, but there's enough loopholes to drive a truck through it. And I'll go through all those details with you as the show progresses today. And I'm glad you're here because we have a lot to chat about. And then Fauci yesterday. Yesterday before the House committee, Anthony Santo Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease doctor. You always have to say that by law, of course. Fauci told more lies, but more word salads were tossed, scientific word salads about masks and COVID vaccines and social distancing and the lab leak theory. And he won't admit anything he did was wrong. And the reason why, and this is a very important point to note, The reason why they always tell you to trust the experts is because in order for the system to work the way it's designed, which is that the experts really run the place, the bureaucrats run the place, it operates on an idea that they're smarter than you. And since they're smarter than you, they get to make decisions for you, even if you elect dumb people who have bad policies. So they get to undermine the policies of people like Donald Trump, for example, because they're smarter than you. And they know what's best for you. That's why you're mocked and belittled for not trusting the science. You're mocked and belittled if you don't trust the experts. You're accused of wanting people to die. And then when their whole house of cards falls down and you realize that, not you don't realize, we knew this all along, but when it comes to light that everything we were saying was true, they double down on it. They don't admit that they were wrong because they can't. They can't, because the minute that people accept that maybe the experts could be wrong, then the entire operation of our government, which is led and run by bureaucrats who make decisions behind closed doors, completely unaccountable to the American people, that entire system collapses. The minute the American people go, these people are no smarter than I am. You know, I was mocked for wearing a gator mask in Home Depot. But it turns out that a mask of any kind was completely a useless, pointless virtue signaling exercise. And they knew it back then. See, Fauci lies and says, well, back then we didn't know. We thought it was the science. That's BS. He emailed Sylvia Burwell back in February of 2020 saying, I don't think you have to mask, Sylvia. I don't think masks are going to do it. I'm not worried about masking. Don't do it. I mean, it was all there, just like he lied about the lab leak theory. And worse, made you feel like you were a kook if you doubted the idea that the virus came from an undercooked bat burger with a side of pangolin fries and a raccoon dog aioli. Made you feel like you were a complete kook. And if you had a fight, your school to get your kid a mask exemption like I had to do for my daughter Claire, had to fight these people, threaten to sue them and all kinds of other things, you were accused of wanting people to die. Yeah, that's right. And then Fauci sits there yesterday and goes, well, we didn't really know. I mean, we didn't know if the 6 feet, we just kind of made it up. But it was based on science, but just not the kind of science that had any scientific backing or data behind it. Like, stop, please. They asked him about the COVID vaccines and stopping transmission, which was another lie that was told by the CDC and Rochelle Walensky when she came out and she said, oh, yeah, no, the vaccine stopped transmission. No, they didn't. And they asked Fauci about that yesterday, and he goes, well, I mean, it's that we thought that they stopped it, but only for like 5 minutes, and then you could get COVID again. So, but at the time we said it, we thought it would stop it, but it turns out it only stopped it for like five, six minutes, and they will never. They can't. They can't come out and say they're wrong. This country is run by bureaucrats. Everything in this country that's done is run by bureaucrats. And they make rules and regulations. They promulgate rules that have the same value and weight as law. And they take things away from you, like your kids, like your children. They try to take away e-cigarettes and flavored vapes, gas stoves, gas cars. Take away all your little toys because they know what's best for you. And then pandemic hits and they tell you what to do. They boss you around. They shut down your schools. They shut down your businesses. They tell you to stay in your house. Stay 6 feet apart. All based on nonsense. And even as European countries who are experiencing this before we did, we're turning around and going, you know what? We're not masking our kids and they're fine. We still did not turn around and go, all right, maybe we shouldn't mask our kids. When European countries were turning around and saying, we're keeping our schools open and everybody's fine. We didn't turn around and say, okay, well then let's open our schools. And that's because the teachers union runs the Democrat Party and they didn't want to be back in the classroom. So they worked with the bureaucrats at the CDC to come up with school reopening guidelines that were not based on science, because there was no science behind any of this. Let me make that point very clear. There was no science behind any of this. Anything they did, anything they told you, there was no science behind any of it. Not a little science, not medium science, no science whatsoever. They made it up. They made up the idea that the virus came from an undercooked bat burger. They made up the idea that social distancing was 6 feet and that would work. They made up the idea that we all had to walk around in masks. They made up this concept that you had to have 25% capacity in restaurants. They made up this idea that you had to turn around and you couldn't go to the gym. You couldn't be in public places. It was all made up. It wasn't backed by, none of it was backed by science. And then they do vaccine mandates. They fire members of the military. They won't let you in a restaurant. They won't let you take your kid to a show. They won't let you do these things unless you get a vaccine that at the time they had no proof whatsoever would actually stop the spread of COVID. And yet they lied to us and told us that it would. And they doubled down on it. They told us there were no side effects. If you brought up myocarditis, you were a kook. You know, when the debate came out about whether or not you had to require kids to get the jab, I remember Dr. Nicole Sapphire being on the show, still in mornings, and she said, we need to stop this right now because European countries are having really bad experiences with this, with kids and healthy young men in particular, and their hearts. But we didn't listen because Big Pharma was raking it in, baby, cashing it in. So we didn't turn around and go, well, you know what? Maybe we should stop this. And even now, 4 years later, these people like Fauci and others, they can't admit they were wrong because to do so would let the entire house of cards collapse. And because people in the media think they're smarter than you, I mean, let's face it, if you're a Trump supporter like I am, you're an idiot in their eyes. You are an uneducated rube. You don't read. How many times are you accused on social media of not reading a book, of not being informed, of not being intelligent? Or somebody will write a snarky tweet and be like, there, I fixed it for you. You know, those stupid terms that they use. You're an idiot. And we're just a bunch of redneck idiots in MAGA hats and Cabela's fishing hats, clutching our Bibles and our guns, hanging out in our basket of deplorables, and they know what's best for us. And the corporate media thinks that about you. Big tech thinks that about you, except for Elon Musk now, thank God. Thank God he's on the scene. They think that about you. And so they're more than happy to join in together for your own good and let the smart people figure it out for you. And let the smart people tell you how to live your life by taking away your freedoms, taking away your liberties, bossing you around, and making horrible public policy. Horrible public policy. But we're told that they know what's best. And don't forget, the minute you can challenge them on one area of science, you challenge them on everything. So then you turn around and you disprove all their nonsense they said about COVID. Well, then how can you trust them on climate change? You can't. Climate change is also not based on science. But we have to believe it is in order to go along with this ruse to destroy our economy and destroy our energy independence, what's left of it. So they'll tell you it's better for you. For your own good, we're going to ban gas stoves because kids with asthma might cough or something. We're going to ban gas-powered vehicles to save the earth. We're going to build massive wind turbines that kill whales and dolphins, and we're going to do these things for your own good, whether you like it or not. We're not putting these things up for a vote. We're telling you. We're mandating these things. We are mandating these things for your own good. You don't get a say on the matter. For all these people that scream about America being a democracy, first of all, we are a constitutional republic. That's number one. But number two, we're not a democracy in any way, shape, or form, because in a democracy, the people would decide. In a democracy, the majority would win. I don't want the majority to win. I want what we have, which is a constitutional republic. But I want to go back to what we had, which is a constitutional republic, not this idea of unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats, people like Fauci and others, EPA and the CDC and the NIH, and who think they know better than I do and make decisions for me and tell me how to live my life. And I want to be left the hell alone is what I want, and decide for me and my family all by myself. But there's too much money tied to what these people are pushing. There's too much money behind it. The wind turbines, big business. Green energy, big business. Green cars, big business. All these things, big money. Just like there's money behind the jabs and the vaccines, and there's money behind, it's all money. Gain of function research, money, money, money. So for that reason, a lot of these corporate boards that own media companies that go out there and pretend that they are objective with their unbiased journalists, people like George Stephanopoulos and others, they've got these people on their corporate boards who are also part of the intelligentsia, who want to make sure that they decide for you what's best. And this continues and continues. And it's frustrating beyond belief. It really is. But it's backfiring. It's also backfiring. Remember what James Carville said back, I think it was March or so. He spoke to Maureen Dowd of The New York Times. And he said to her, he said, you know, the Democrat Party, it's looked at by particularly men, particularly black men, as being very effeminate, always telling us what to do, always telling us we got to eat our plant-based products and we can't have a burger and we can't be men. It is backfiring. Just like the rainbows are backfiring, just like people are turning around and go, I got enough already. I got enough. You know, you can support people's rights without having to have a freaking rainbow and everything all the time, constantly with the rainbows everywhere. Rainbow this and rainbow that, and every corporation's got a grandstand with the rainbows and pander with the rainbows and rainbow socks and rainbow beers and rainbow this. I think enough. Enough. We see through it, okay? This is America in the year 2024. This is not... This is not Gaza, by the way. I still love that protest over the weekend when you had the wackos on the left marching, and then the wackos on the left were marching, and then the wackos on the left all collided into each other in a glorious woke-on-woke display of woke violence. So you have the Pride Parade, and then you have the pro-Palestinian people, and they didn't know which side. They stood there, and they're like, well, wait a second. We're all on the same side, but I don't understand because you're blocking the parade, but I think I'm with you, but now I'm not with you. I'm not sure. I don't know how to... my mind's spinning here. Worlds are colliding. Worlds are colliding. It's just enough. Like, enough. You know, people are tired of having their commute blocked by kooks on highways. They're tired of having to vomit rainbows for an entire month of June. They're tired of being told what to do, what they can't have, what freedoms they can't enjoy, what liberties they can't enjoy. They're tired of being told how to live their life. And they're tired of being lied to, you know, by bureaucrats who don't know what the hell they're talking about, but act like they do. And then mock and insult you and belittle you if you don't go along with what their agenda is. As they tell you what to do constantly. You and I are supposed to turn around and go, well, no, of course I don't want people to die. Then you have to start justifying it. Well, no, I obviously don't want people to die. Don't play their game, by the way. Don't fall into their trap of believing that you somehow are not a person of a virtue or a good person if you don't play their virtue signaling games and their soul crushing, liberty crushing mandates and edicts for life. And then you got to justify to these people. Don't justify a thing to them. No, you don't have to. Stand your ground. Stand your ground because you're right. We were right then and we're right now. We were right in 2020. You know, I remember the emails I would get. Oh, Zeoli, you got to stop with this lab leak theory. No, I won't. Oh, Zeoli, you don't think kids should be masked up? You think schools should be open? What, do you want people to die? Don't justify them. Don't engage them and turn around and go, well, no, of course I don't want people to die. No, don't. And you sound like a weak beta is what you do. You stand your ground and say, prove it. Prove to me that masking works. You prove to me that this virus came from an undercooked bat burger with a side of penguin fries and a raccoon dog aioli. You prove it to me. You prove to me that in this country, in the United States of America, in the year 2024, that people are so oppressed, we have to fly rainbow flags throughout America in order to free them from, I guess, well, I don't know what, internment camps? Perhaps the same internment camps the journalists are all housed in that Trump put in after he destroyed the First Amendment? Like, stop, all right? You prove it to me. I'm not going to have to prove to you I'm a good person by going along with your nonsense. You prove to me the necessity of these things, and they can't. And people turn around and they see this stuff, and they say, enough is enough. Like, enough. You know, I've had it. And they're exercising now their rights in different ways, and they're expressing themselves in different ways. Like, I noticed the Target Pride display has shrunk considerably. And yeah, and these corporations that virtue signal with the rainbow think that they're doing good, that makes them a good person. What country is this? You said, but people oppressed because of their sexuality? No one's oppressed because of their sexuality. Who's not free in this country because they're gay? Who? Where are they? Where are these people imprisoned in the United States of America because they're gay? Now, I challenge you to fly a pride flag by Hamas. See, I challenge you to do that and see how that works out for you. I challenge you to do that in some of those Middle Eastern countries that you want to, that the left wants to keep so powerful and so rich with their oil. See what happens. Knock yourself out. Good luck. Good luck with that. But here in the United States, no. But the corporations have to get in on the virtue signaling, and it's a lot of money that's going to be made. There'll be billions of dollars in rainbow sales this month, in the month of June. Billions of dollars. It's all about money at this point. Oh, and also something else, by the way. You know, in addition to it being about money, it's also about perpetuating what is, in my mind, the greatest fraud of our time, which is this idea that if you don't go along with something, if you don't turn around and do what they want you to do, if you don't play by their rules, then that means you are a domestic violent extremist. That's right. At any moment now, you and your MAGA friends, you might throw down those Cabela's fishing hats and you may have another insurrection. I got a question for you. When Philadelphia the other day, when you had the wackos on the left marching and then the wackos on the left were marching and then the two collided, when you had the Rainbow Mafia, then they met up with the pro-Palestinian mafia, where were all the domestic violent extremists on the right? Because it sounds to me like it was a target-rich environment. So where were you? Where were you all? Were you just too busy at Cabela's again? Huh? Were you too busy sitting home just polishing your gun, dreaming of the day you can storm the Capitol again? Or is it maybe, just maybe, that it's all a bunch of complete and utter BS, this idea that we're all a bunch of domestic violent extremists because we don't play by their rules and we don't follow their science and we don't virtue signal the way they want us to? And so in order to keep us in our lane and to keep us to be good little boys and girls, they have to say those words and threaten us. You mom in yoga pants, you better be good. Sit down at that school board meeting. I don't want to hear from you about your kid in a mask. I might call the FBI on you. That mom turns around and goes, I don't want to get canceled. I don't want to lose my job. I don't want to be embarrassed and shamed in my community. So she sits down. That's the idea. That's the goal. Where are all these domestic violent extremists? Where are they? Where are you? It is the biggest myth and lie that at any moment now, there'll be another uprising, another overthrow of our government at any moment. So between that and the follow the science, and you're not a good person if you don't virtue signal and all these other things, that's how they control you. And you tell me that we're free? You tell me that we're free people and we have a constitutional republic? How can you tell me that when bureaucrats make decisions for me that take away my rights and my liberty and I don't even get the chance to vote them out of office? I don't. I didn't get to vote for Fauci. You didn't get to vote for Fauci. None of us did. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli if you want to weigh in today. We got testimony at Hunter Biden's gun trial. We got Biden's Fugazi border executive order. We got a lot. And it's primary election day in New Jersey, so make sure you go out and vote. And that is the big story of the day today, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VANARIA, VeneriaDental.com. Congressman Byron Donalds. Don't go away.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rips, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. Free speech lives here.
You know what the funniest part of yesterday's hearing was with Fauci? Is that he said he kept an open mind on the lab leak theory. Right. Yes, he kept an open mind on the lab leak theory. Sure. Sure he did. Yeah. No, I felt very welcoming with my ideas back in the spring of 2020. How about you? Did you feel good about that when you were telling people, I think this virus came from a lab? Did you feel welcomed? Huh? Did you feel like your opinion was welcomed? And you had the right to go out there and say it? Say whatever you wanted? No, not so much, right? But now as we reinvent history, because the bureaucrats can never be wrong because they run the show, and we always have to live in a country where smart people get to run the place because you idiots, that includes myself, obviously, we vote for dumb people like Donald Trump. And so they've got to make the decisions to save our country. And the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, who's the guy behind the great lie. The great lie that we're all a bunch of domestic violent extremists. And at any moment now, we're going to get the magic dog whistle and come down the mountains or just out of our suburban driveways. And we are going to storm the Capitol. I don't really even know, but we're going to do something. And that's why they got to watch us, make sure that we're being good. Well, Garland was, he's at the congressional hearing today and was asked a number of questions. And Matt Gaetz did a great job going after him and saying to him, hey, did you ever have any contact with Letitia James, Alvin Bragg, with the prosecutor down in Georgia, Fawnie Willis? Any hems and haws, any dodges? Doesn't really say anything. Kind of just, you know, dances around the subject. Doesn't actually give a solid answer. And you know as well as I do that the answer to that is yes, of course he did. Of course he did. And good for Matt Gaetz for pushing back on that. Good for Matt Gaetz. Now, I will tell you that as far as the rainbow mafia goes, the LGBTQ plus IA, every letter of the alphabet, groups with the pride flags, this is also a part of the lie. And another reason why this annoys the hell out of me, this rainbow month. Well, two reasons, number one. Number one is that my daughter loves rainbows, and I feel as if the entire thing has been hijacked. And I worry that the entire month, people are going to think she's making a giant political statement when all she wants to do is just wear rainbows because she wears them every day. She just loves rainbows. But number two, it also goes with the lie that in America, there are oppressed victim groups. And unless you fly rainbow flags, then they can't be free. And it goes with the same lie that there is this white supremacy that America is built on, systemic racism. That every time you turn around right now, someone somewhere is a victim. It's the same thing. You're not showing support when you fly a rainbow flag. You're perpetuating a false narrative that in America, there are oppressed people. Nobody in this country is oppressed, except for maybe Donald Trump, because he's been found guilty in a nonsense trial that never should have ever went to court. But beyond that, nobody in this country is oppressed. Everybody's free, and everybody has the same chance to make it, whether you're gay, you're straight, you're white, you're black, you're Hispanic, whatever. And everybody knows that, and people are waking up to that fact, which is why Trump is winning with Hispanics, and he's crushing it with the black vote. Now, the NFL this year, 11 teams did not issue a Pride Month statement this year. Good. Nobody should. Nobody should. Because in this country, we don't have people who are oppressed because of their sexuality. We don't. And they also use this nonsense to perpetuate the indoctrination of our children. So I saw a local town in South Jersey. I won't say the name of the town, Merchantville. They had their Pride Day. Oh, oops, did I say it? They had their Pride Day, which included the hoisting of the Pride flag and a big ceremony. And then they had their drag queen story hour in front of little kids. So what went from being about adults who wanted the right to marry the people they loved, something that I've never had a problem with, ever, has now gone into grown adults dressing up in outfits and reading books to our children. And if you don't send your children to drag queen story hour, you're not a good person. You're a bad person. You're probably a domestic violent extremist, too, who wants to oppress and kill gay people. See, gay people in this country are not oppressed. They are oppressed, though, however, in places in the Middle East. I have news for you. That is going to come as a shock. And I know it's going to throw off a lot of the pro-Palestinian, their heads are going to spin. I know, I get it. So that must not have been an easy choice for you. If you were a lefty in Philadelphia on Sunday marching, that must have been a very tense moment. Which side do I go on and how do I march on both sides? How do I march on the pro-Palestinian side and the pro-Pride parade at the same time? How can I just split myself in two and just do both? It must have been a very tough choice. I get it. My heart goes out to you. But it is about perpetuating a narrative that is a lie. There are no groups in this country who are oppressed. And I'm sick and tired of that we have to wake up every day and act like the United States of America is this horrible country that oppresses people because of their sexuality, the color of their skin, their gender, whatever it is. I am so tired of it. We got to have DEI programs. We got to have enough. Enough. And every single time we prove this to them, what do? They come back with some other victim class, some other group of victims. Now it's children who want to chop off their body parts. They're the new victims now. And if you don't embrace that, you don't embrace tolerance and love. If you don't think it's okay to let your child take these hormones and these puberty blockers, which, by the way, are not even approved by the FDA for blocking puberty. Trust the science, right? Am I right? Trust the science. And have been banned in England, of all places. You're not a good person. You're a bad person. Yeah, you are. You're probably also a domestic violent extremist. So hoist up that pride flag, because there's $500 billion in the trans-affirming, gender-affirming care industry now, which involves, of course, people mutilating their bodies. And they want children in on the action. And as part of Pride Month now, we went from adults being able to marry who they loved, because love is love is love is love, to now you have to let a 14-year-old chop off his schvanz if he wants to, or a girl will chop off her boobies, or you're a hateful bigot. You see? You see how the game works? You're a hateful bigot if you won't let your 15-year-old son chop his schvanz off. People are waking up to this. They really are. They're waking up to this nonsense and the indoctrination and the perpetual nonsense that is pushed by the left. And we got to just have our courage and just stand up straight and be ready to fight. No, I don't mean physically. That's what the left does. Did you notice how many domestic violent extremists burned down Manhattan since the Trump verdict came in? I was watching over the weekend as New York was burning to the ground and Kurt Russell was trying to escape. And then I realized I was literally watching a movie called Escape from New York with Kurt Russell, which was made in the 70s, the 80s. Where were all the domestic violent extremists burning down New York City? Where were you people? Would you please put down the fishing poles and get to work? What's happening with you people? Oh, maybe because it's all a bunch of BS. And you know damn well, you know as well as I do that if Trump had been found not guilty, New York would literally be on fire right now. Antifa and all their goons would be out there throwing Molotov cocktails in police cars just like they did in the Summer of Love. And you would have the media describe it as mostly peaceful protests. Mostly peaceful protests. And you'd have idiot governors like King Philip the Unaccountable Murphy and Tom Wolf in Pennsylvania breaking their own COVID rules to march with them because that outranks anything else. Their cause is so just, it outranks COVID mandates. Proving, of course, that their COVID mandates were all BS. But as Phil Murphy said, 400 years of oppression. Who am I to stand in the way of people who want to march? Right? No, Jose? Right? People are waking up. That's the beautiful thing right now. It's like so much BS has been hoisted upon us for the last several years that people are saying, enough. Stop. Just stop. This is America. This is the United States of America. We are not built on this systemic racism. We're not built on this notion that people are not equal. We are not built on this notion that we are trying to suppress people because of the color of their skin or their sexuality. So enough with your lies. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. And I'm tired of people being made to feel like victims in this country. I'm tired of it. Byron Donalds is tired of it too, by the way. It's why he's having an event tonight in Philadelphia to talk about black men and the vote. And you see the pushback now of how many black voters are coming out for Trump. Why do you think that is? Because they're tired of the Democrat Party telling them over and over again, you're victims and you can't succeed without us. They get nothing out of them, but that's what they're told to perpetuate the narrative. All right, 855-839-1210. We'll take a quick break. We got a big guest coming up today. We're going to talk to Art Del Cueto. He is vice president of the National Border Control Council, and he'll join us in just a moment. But I got to ask you, how's your backyard? Is there a lot of rain in your backyard? Because if there is, you need to reach out to my friends at Garden State Earthworks today, okay? You got to do it today because they're super busy. They're the best in the business, and they will take care of the problem for you once and for all and drain that water away. That's what they did for me. My buddy Lou Vargo, he's the man. Came to my house, our new house, our backyard was like a giant lake. Drained the water away. We've never had a water problem ever again. And they'll do that for you, but you got to call them at 856-848-4444. 856-848-4444. And do that today so that they will make you a priority. Because you tell them I sent you, they'll make you a priority. 856-848-4444 or GardenStateEarthworks.com. Spring is here. Summer's here. I should say summer's almost here officially, but the rain is never going away. And water problems never get better on their own. You need the experts. You need Garden State Earthworks. 856-848-4444.
Rich Zeoli from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. On Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Today, Joe Biden rolled out some fugazi executive action on the border. Here to speak to it, to speak with us about it today is Art Del Cueto. He is the vice president of the National Border Control Council. Art, first of all, am I pronouncing your name correctly?
You were very, very, very close. It's Del Cueto.
Okay, Del Cueto.
But I don't expect you to get that right. Oh, there you go.
No, listen. I want to nail it. So, Art Del Cueto. Better? Closer?
There you go. All right. Perfect.
Thank you very much for joining me, my friend. I appreciate it. What do you think of what Biden said today?
All I could hear was clean up in aisle 9. that's pretty much. They created that mess, and now, 3.5 later, they've decided to try to figure out how to fix it because elections are coming around the corner. And obviously, people were going to turn around and say, well, you guys you were in favor of this border bill before, yada, yada, yada. Okay, well, I'll address that right off the bat. That's because this president wasn't going to use executive action. Now that he decided to use an executive order, it's no better than what the bill was going to be. If you're going to use your executive powers, you would hope you do it to fix the problem. How do you fix it? You say everyone coming across the border has to actually go through the immigration laws. And if you don't fall under the laws, you're going to get sent back and you will be detained or you're going to have to wait in another country before your claims are met. But realistically, this, all it does is it continues to funnel people in. Yes, the number will be lower, but What have we been saying all along? The cartels control the border. What are the cartels going to do? They're going to make sure that the first 2,500 people or whatever number they decide to come up with later on, that those very first ones are the ones that the cartel wants to come through. Who's going to get turned away? More than likely families and some individuals that perhaps would have an actual claim. But the cartels controlling the border, they're going to decide who those first 2,500 people coming across are going to be.
The cartels will decide that. They're in charge. They're still in charge.
They're in charge. They're still in charge. They're the ones. Look, I just recently spoke to a family that came across. They had flown from Mexico City to Tijuana. They were going to mid-California, yet they decided to cross in Arizona. And I asked them, why did you cross in Arizona? You were in Tijuana. You could have just crossed in San Diego. And they said very plainly, because we're not the ones that decide where we can cross. The cartels decide where we can cross. That was their exact words.
Wow. That's amazing to me. And also, too, I thought we didn't have a border crisis. I thought for years Joe Biden kept saying that there's no border crisis. It didn't exist. That's number one. Number two, he turns around today and takes this action as he's losing badly to former president and future president Donald Trump. But what happened to the crisis that we were all making up, right?
Right. You know what? That's a good question. I'm going to tell you why, because I'm going to expand on it. Not only what happens to the crisis that we were making up, what happens to the millions that they already allowed in the country? What are they going to do? What are the steps to find these millions, actually find out if their cases are real cases of asylum, which I believe the majority aren't already, and where are the other military age men that you released, and what are you going to do to try to find the 2 million gotaways that no one chooses to address? So, moving forward, how do you actually fix it? This doesn't fix it. This just basically says, hey, look, guys, I can now raise my hand and say that I'm the one that tried to slow the flow. Well, it's too little too late, and it's obviously just for political reasons.
Yeah, it truly is. And what I love about this, too, is that you got people on the left now who are furious at Joe Biden because they want complete open borders. I mean, the Democrat Party is a party of open borders. And if you speak out against that, you're an outlier.
It's gotten really bad. But look, I think the way we fix it is we need to really do our homework, realize who cares about this country, and let people know come voting time. That's how you got to fix it. Because right now, obviously, with the short time that's left before the elections and the mess that has already been created, we've allowed way too many individuals in the country that their plan is to harm American lives. And something needs to be done. And that's why I say it's important. We can sit here and say, hey, look, I'm stopping the flow now. Okay, but what are you doing with the millions that you already allowed in?
And Art, you are the vice president of the National Border Control Council. Border Patrol Council, yes. Thank you. And thank you for being part of that. So tell me, first of all, how's the morale among your fellow Border Patrol officers?
It's in the dumps. I've never seen it be this bad. Look, I grew up on the border. I was born on the border, grew up on the border, lived on the border. I've been here my entire life. And I've never seen the morale, not just with Border Patrol officers, but with people in general. The morale being so low because they're seeing that, the country continues to get overrun by individuals and no one seems to care. This administration obviously has denied it for 3.5 years. And at the same time, agents, they know processing and the administrative role is part of the job. But it's very frustrating when they're stuck in a processing center and they're hearing sensors go off and they're hearing the number of gotaways that are still coming into the country that are not getting apprehended. It's very, horrible when you're hearing the stories of the people that you are apprehending and they're telling you how much the cartels are in control. That is what's demoralizing because we are in the front lines actually seeing how horrible it really is.
Yeah, I mean, it's gotta be so tough, right? You're putting your life on the line. You're trying to keep our country secure, and you're essentially now a Walmart greeter down at the border.
That's the frustrating part because you realize that people continue to come in. There's nothing you can do about it. Obviously, you hear the reports. You know the numbers. Hey, so many got away yesterday. So many got away today, and you feel handcuffed. There's nothing you can do about it at this point. And then you turn around and look, let's just be tell the truth. Who created the mess? It wasn't like this under the last administration. When this administration took over, day one, just on their rhetoric alone, the numbers went crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. And what Trump did early on with his executive actions, which Biden undid as soon as he got into office, I mean, those executive actions worked, right? I mean, and also, too, the idea that this administration is still fighting Texas on razor wire, when we always have these partnerships between federal and state law enforcement partners on things, except in this case, there's no partnership. They're going a step further. They're trying to sue Texas and stop Texas from trying to do what it can right. possibly do, right, to help the situation.
Look, even before that, President Trump, with just rhetoric, the numbers went down. He took over office. He didn't change any bills, change any immigration laws. Just with his rhetoric, the numbers dropped. It's mm-hmm. it's similar to, you know, when you're growing up and you have that one parent that he don't need to say anything. He just needs to give you that look, and you know better. And that's what the best way I can describe, you know, when President Trump first took over, he gave you that look. They knew better. You know, our country was in a different position. And right now, unfortunately, they know better as well. So they know they can get away with whatever they want. That's why you're seeing the attacks on law enforcement across the countries. You know, you're seeing attacks on Border Patrol agents. We constantly see it. And my question that I always ask is, okay, of all these attacks on law enforcement, these attacks on Border Patrol agents, how many people have actually been prosecuted?
Yeah.
How
yeah.
many have been prosecuted? And no one can give you that answer. And that proves that lawlessness is ahead in this country right now. And we have an administration and we have people that are in positions that they can prosecute these individuals that are not doing it. They rather go and prosecute other individuals for lesser issues than the actual criminals that are out there running the amok in the country.
And to this point now about, I mean, here we are in Philadelphia, but every state now is a border state. Every state has been impacted by this. I see how you've got community centers being closed down to house illegal immigrants across this country. Crime is up. It's now an issue that everybody's talking about. But that's the thing, right? I mean, there's no state has been left unaffected by the crisis at the southern border, by this open borders invasion policy of this president.
You're exactly right. And what I always tell people, it has really nothing to do at some point with the political party. The drug cartels, this is where people need to wake up, and both sides of the aisle need to understand that, and the voter needs to get educated. The drug cartels don't care which individuals are buying the drugs. They don't care if the children in the high schools, if their parents voted for a Republican, for a Democrat. They just care to bring drugs, poison mines. Everyone is getting affected. Every state is a border state, and the only ones that are winning are the criminals, the drug cartels, and they, at the end, do not care for anybody in America.
All right, I appreciate your time today. I really do. I appreciate your service. Last question before I let you go, because I know you got to do a big hit in Fox News. You're going to be on Neil Cavuto's show. Good for you. excellent.
Thank you.
No, absolutely, my friend. I appreciate it. But last question for you is this. What is the first thing you would say to President Trump when he gets in office to fix this problem and address the cartels? Because I'm guessing the new president of Mexico, who was just elected, that's not going to change a damn yeah. thing, right?
No, it's not going to change anything at all. But, you know, honestly, because I've been there, I've seen it, I've talked to President Trump before, what I would say is thank you for doing it again. Finally, we're going to get something done. That's exactly what I told him, because he did it before. There's nothing really I need to tell him now. He knows how to get it done.
Yeah, well said. Art Del Cueto, Vice President of the National Border Patrol Council. I appreciate it, my friend. Stay safe and keep up the good work. I appreciate it.
You too. Thank you very much.
All right. As we continue along the show here today, a lot more to get to. I do want to make an announcement. We have a big, big speaker series coming up. Our next Politics and Pints is going to be on June 25th, and that is going to be with my man, Jack Carr, the man, the myth, the legend, the author of Red Sky Morning. June 25th at the Zlock Performing Arts Center at Bucks County Community College. You want to be there for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. And maybe I'll even get Jack to tell me how many confirmed kills he has. It's a question I've asked him every time we've been together. We've been together for every single one of his book unveilings, except for the last one. So this is Jack's triumphant return to the Philadelphia area, and it's going to be great. Tickets are on sale now at 1210wpht.com. Tuesday, June 25th. It will sell out. It absolutely will. And Jack's going to sign your book. And if you were at the last one, you know this because Jack stayed for hours and hours making sure he signed every single book that somebody had in that room that night. He's a great guy, and you're going to want to meet him. And his books are amazing. He's actually right now shooting the new prequel series that's going to be on Amazon, the prequel to The Terminal List with Chris Pratt. And so he's over shooting it right now. It's going to be great. Jack's terrific. So make sure you join us for that. It's going to be on Tuesday, June 25th at Bucks County Community College, the Zlock Performing Arts Center. Want to see you there, 1210wphd.com. All right, let me play actually a quick clip. I don't know, Matt, do I have to break or what should I do here? Because I know we're behind the time a little bit.
Nah, you have a minute. You can play.
All right. Let me just play some of Biden's stupidity today from this press conference that he gave, this nonsense. This is what Biden said, first of all. Let's start with cut number one.
So today, I'm moving past Republican obstruction and using the executive authorities available to me as president to do what I can on my own to address the border. Frankly, I would have preferred to address this issue through bipartisan legislation because that's the only way to actually get the kind of system we have now that's broken, fixed, to hire more Border Patrol agents, more asylum officers, more judges. But Republicans have left me no choice. Today, I'm announcing actions to bar migrants who cross our southern border unlawfully from receiving asylum. Migrants will be restricted from receiving asylum at our southern border unless they seek it after entering through an established lawful process. And those who seek to come to the United States legally, for example, by making an appointment and coming to a port of entry, asylum will still be available to them, still available. But if an individual chooses not to use our legal pathways, if they choose to come without permission and against the law, they'll be restricted from receiving asylum and staying in the United States. This action will help us to gain control of our border, restore order into the process. This ban will remain in place until the number of people trying to enter illegally is reduced to a level that our system can effectively manage.
Right. And you just heard from Art how this is going to do nothing to deal with the situation whatsoever. But the reason why Biden's talking tough is because he's losing. Cut number two.
I believe that immigration has always been a lifeblood of America. We're constantly renewed by an infusion of people and new talent. The Statue of Liberty is not some relic of American history. It stands for who we are as the United States. So I will never demonize immigrants. I'll never refer to immigrants as poisoning the blood of a country. And further, I'll never separate children from their families at the border. I will not ban people from this country because of their religious beliefs. I will not use the U.S. military to go into neighborhoods all across the country to pull millions of people out of their homes and away from their families to put detention camps in a way while awaiting deportation, as my predecessor says he will do if he occupies his office again. On my very first day as president, I introduced a comprehensive immigration reform plan to fix our broken system, secure our border, provide a pathway for citizenship for dreamers.
Oh, he's getting bad at reading. He really is. I mean, it's bad. It's that's enough. That's enough. It's bad. The reading. Oof. Reading, hooked on phonics with this guy. All right, Byron Donalds is going to join me next. The question is the black vote, black men in particular, and the impact on the 2024 election. He's in Philadelphia tonight, along with Congressman Wesley Hunt, to talk about the black vote, why it matters, why it's turning Republican, and the myth, the myth of the narrative that black people in this country are oppressed, which is something the Democrats want black voters to believe to get them to keep voting Democrat. So I'll have that conversation with Congressman Byron Donalds straight ahead. But listen, when it comes to your home, there's no company better than Emmons for all of your home improvement needs. And just today, my buddy Matt Kelly, the owner of Emmons, stopped by. We had a great chat. It's they're fantastic, the work that Emmons does. And when it comes to your bathroom, is it getting a little outdated? When friends come over, are you a little embarrassed to let them use the bathroom? Well, if you are, it's time to let Emmons Design Specialist design a bathroom that you will love, and one that Emmons will redo in as little as 3 days. With custom designs that cater to your unique tastes. Imagine an affordable, maintenance-free bathroom with little to no inconvenience to you and your family in only 3 days. That's incredible. only 3 days. Do you have a property at the shore that needs updating? Well, Emmons services all the shore points, and Emmons has finance options available. Having your bathroom renovated not only brings comfort and quality of life to your family, it is one of the best investments you can make in your home to improve its value. So call Emmons today at 856-885-6677, 856-885-6677, or check out their website at callemmons.com. That's callemmons.com. Tell them I sent you, callemmons.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.